physical wave, what all with my wobbly, wandering, wayward ways to you, my wonderful friend. It seems our paths have crossed again. Now I reckon you recall good old Manny, the maned wolf here. What all brings you tales as tragically tall as the teetering trees towering over yonder? And fables as free-flowing as my fabulous socks. And let me tell you what, my socks aren't no cage-raised socks. No, sir, these socks be the free-range kind of socks. The ones what all you only get at them their most fortuitous of farmer markets, as far as socks go, or so I reckon. Now, speaking of these here lascivious, luscious leggings lingering lightly upon my legs, I once knew a little funny fella by the name of Fussy Pharaoh. Now, funny fella, Fussy Pharaoh, was one of them fancy-free fair folk what liked to hide things here and there by way of stowing them someplace that was neither here nor there. In fact, if and you want to know the truth, I reckon no one would ever find what he be stowing anywhere. But this here frisky, funny fella, Fussy Pharaoh, the little devil himself, liked something a mite bit more peculiar. Turns out, he had a thing for socks. Now, I know what be a tumbling round in yon head over yonder. But no, not clean socks, or washed socks, or purple socks in particular. No, not green socks, or gray socks, nor fresh from the dairy farm wind socks. But this fancified, frisky, funny fellow, Fussy Pharaoh, had a particular liking for socks of the striped variety. Fancified, frisky, funny fellow, Fussy Pharaoh, rather savored sliding them socks upon those two little stander-uppers of feet, up his legs, right up to his pretty little knees. Sorry about that, folks. It's just when your ever-friendly companion, Manny the Maned Wolf, thinks about this cute little sock-wearing ferret, it makes me move my mind in a mite bit more amorous manner than most. Bit of a leg man, if you catch my drift. Of course, this wasn't just 'cause he wore them socks high up on his stubby little legs. No, sir. 'Twas because old fancy-free Fussy Pharaoh put socks on just about every part of his naked body. You see, that frisky ferret liked wearing socks so much more than the moderate mouse that he had to put them just darn near everywhere. He'd slip these striped coverings on one arm and then on his other. Sometimes I'd see him with one hanging off his nose, and would you believe it, one on his friskier days, why, that one, he'd just hang there, right there, on his little old ferret pole between his legs when it was standing up so savagely, like some highfalutin savant of lascivious activity. Yep, he'd slip a sock there, too. If and you're catching my drift. Now, I don't know about you, but I never thought about slipping a sock there of all places. But Fussy Pharaoh, now he he's an adventurous fellow, or so I seem. But old Fussy Pharaoh didn't much care where these socks came from, nor where they be going, whether they be a-turning or yearning, moving hither and thither, going from or to, and flying to me or to you, so long as they was striped in just the right way. I suppose some of them might have been a mite a bit smelly, and others might have been a mite a bit sweaty. Indeed, might have been that some of them might a bit be ferocious in its audacity, where you might have been a mite a bit ashamed of wearing them any way that might have been resembling one mighty bit the same way he might have done. But no, not fancy free fussy fellow ferret. He liked them all the same. Would find him laying out all peaceful like as he moved that special sock up and down his little old ferret pole. Would fill them up with sodius ferritus fluidacitus. That there's a technical term, free of charge it is. You can take that one home with you if and you want. Yeah. Don't tell no one where you got it, though. Now, time and time again, that frisky ferret filled them socks, and you never did see a ferret what all was as pleased as he was. But as a rather leggy person myself, old Manny can't judge. Turns out old Fussy Pharaoh done convinced yours truly to bear upon himself a number of those striped leggings what all do adorn my lengthy longitudinal legs. In fact, it's a mite turned into a wee bit of what I might have done reckon I'd call something a mite a bit close to an obsession as of late. Yep. Matter of fact, I'm up to my tree-high thighs in socks right now. You know, I've heard that the first step to realizing you have a problem is, first of all, admitting that you have one. Guess I'll have to get around to that eventually. Not now, though. Socks. Socks everywhere. Socky, let's make a sock puppet out of you later. Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Hope you found this tale as warm and toasty as I am gonna, or as I did. And at some time and some place or other, what all you have the free time to indulge, why don't you slip on a nice sock and have yourself a mighty fun time just moving it up and down that pole. You see, it's a euphemism for putting a sock on your dick. You can keep that one and take that one home too. Anyways, y'all have a good time. Way down, down there. This has been Manny the Maine Wolf, up to his pretty bottom in toasty comfort. Having a mite a bit old great old time. Bye-bye.